Hare Krishna. We're recording in from Sridharmayapur. Very beautiful Sridharmayapur. This part where we are, Vaishnava Academy. Nice and quiet and peaceful with the blowing of cows from the Goshala in the background. And very beautiful weather. It was 31 degrees when we landed in Calcutta, and at night time it was very, very pleasant. It wasn't even cool. It was very comfortable, and we had a really nice ride here. We got here in about 2.5 hours, which in decades I can only remember a few times having gotten here so quickly and safely. And yesterday you had the opportunity to see Tatva, Radha Madhav, Shingadev, Srila Prabhupada, and most exciting of all was the construction of the new temple, which is, I'll put some pictures on once I, if I can get onto the internet. I'm not quite sure, my machine over here, not computer, but my internet machine broken down, so see how I manage to send this podcast off without carrying my computer to the other end of my board. And it's really going up. They're constructing 24 hours a day. The devotees who've been here to Mayapur, then the ground level of the deity or the temple room is at the same level as the lotus building or conch building top. That gives you an idea of the scale. That's the floor. At least it starts 3 floors, 4 floors up. It gives you a scale of the size of the temple. It's really, really enormous, quite phenomenal. And we'll get a better view. We'll get some tours, no doubt. GBC will also venture out there, and I'd like to go see how progress is going on from close up. And then, of course, yesterday was Lord Nityananda's appearance day, which unfortunately we spent most of the time traveling. But we did get here and saw Lord Nityananda very beautifully dressed and ornamented and garlanded. And and of course, yesterday being Lord Nityananda's appearance day doesn't absolve us today of remembering him or of every other day, because only by Lord Nityananda's mercy do we have the opportunity to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, to become purified. Samsara bhasana means that to sever the bonds of samsara, modes of material nature. That's only possible by Lord Nityananda's mercy. And otherwise, vishara chariya habi shuddha habi man. You can't have a shuddha man, a pure mind, unless one's actually free from the influence of samsara, modes of material nature. And that happens by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Therefore, we need to very much be dependent on Lord Chaitanya. And of course, we don't just want to become free from samsara vasana, but at the same time, we want to develop attachment, Jugala Piriti, for Radha and Krishna. And then again, Narottam Das Thakur says, but you can't achieve that. You can't enter into the association of Krishna and gopis without Lord Nityananda's mercy. You have to become free from material contamination. And then you have to be blessed by the devotional service of the Brajbasis. And these things require the blessings of the Brajbasis. And in that regard, Lord Nityananda is the foremost Brajbasi. So, we should always rakur anga charaneda pas. We should always pray like that. Please keep me at the shade of your lotus feet. We want to be in the shade of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, because by doing so, then we're very, very safe. And yesterday was his appearance day, but over and beyond that, appearance days are meant to just reinforce a state of consciousness and meditation that we should be engaged in all throughout the year. And that's going to be it for today. Hopefully I'll be able to send this out along with some exciting pictures of deities and temple construction, and continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.